ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, Text number 5.
Eshaha
Vai
Lokapalan
Bibrati Ekaha Tanau Tanuhu
Esha Dharma
Britam Stress Tor on the
Shloka. Oh, good morning, Ajay Guru. Okay. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 16, Text number 4. एषः धर्मवृतां श्रेष्ठः लोकं धर्मे अनुवर्तयन् गोप्ता च धर्मसेतुना शास्त्र तत्परिपन्थिनां एषः धर्मवृतां श्रेष्ठो लोकं धर्मे अनुवृत्यान् गोप्ता च धर्मसेतुनां शास्त्रा तत्परिपन्थिनां एषः धर्मवृतां श्रेष्ठो लोकं धर्मे अनुवर्तयान् गोप्ता च धर्मसेतुनां शास्त्रा तत्परिपन्थिनां एष धर्मवृतां श्रेष्ठो लोकं धर्मे अनुवर्तयान् गोप्ता च धर्मसेतुनां शास्त्रा तत्परिपन्थिनां
This King Prithu,
Dharma Pratam, of persons executing religious activities, Shrestha, the best, Lokam, the whole world, Dharme, and religious activities, Anuvartayatantaya, engage them properly. Gopta, the protector, cha, also, Dharma Setuna, of the principles of religion, Shasta, the chastiser, Tatparipanthina, of those who are against the religious principles. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. This King, Maharaj Prithu, is the best among those who are following religious principles. As such, He will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protections. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. The duty of the king or the head of the government is described very nicely in this verse. It is the duty of the governmental head to see that the people strictly follow a religious life. A king should also be strict in chastising the atheist. In other words, an atheistic or godless government should never be supported by a king or governmental chief. That is the test of good government. In the name of secular government, the king or the governmental head remains neutral and allows people to engage in all sorts of irreligious activities. In such a state, people cannot be happy despite all economic development. However, in this age of Kali, there are no pious kings. Instead, rogues and thieves are elected to head the government. But how can the people be happy without religion and God consciousness? The rogues exact taxes from the citizens for their own sense enjoyment. And in the future, the people will be so much harassed that, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they will flee from their homes and country and take shelter in the forest. However, in Kali Yuga, democratic government can be captured by Krishna conscious people. If this can be done, the general populace can be made very happy. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Brahma Vishnari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sintanya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This verse is very appropriate because what Srila Prabhupada describes exactly is happening in India now. It has started about a month back. You know, the Supreme Court gave the judgment that in Kerala state there is an Ayyappan temple, the chief. See, it's called Sabarimala. Ayyappan is known as Shastra, the chastiser, where traditionally women are not allowed, at least women of menstruating age are not allowed to enter in the temple. And some activists, Women's League, they went to the Supreme Court. And the court gave the judgment that a temple does not have right to discriminate people. So they are flagrantly allowed. So there was a setback and it is reaching to the climax. That religious principles are to be observed. And how come the atheistic government, or not the government directly, but the Supreme Court, they take a ruling which is not even considering the religious principles. The court does not have jurisdiction on the belief of the people, they want to make homogeneous a theistic civilization. By anything and everything can go. So the Hindu organizations are taking up a big opposition towards the Supreme Court judgment. And the so-called activists, they are loggerheading and upholding. So they were forcefully trying to enter, and women activists are there. But somehow or another they could not enter. They could not enter. There are religious reasons. There are so many other important aspects. So people started putting up the philosophy and modern application and according to the modern science. So one Kerala doctor, she is a firm believer in Shastra from USA. She wrote a scientific reasoning not to allow. And she was giving so many crap kind of explanations of some magnetic field and this and that. And because the blood is considered to be attracted by, because it has iron. So there are some scientific reasons and things have been proven. Actually, Ayyappan is never to be found in the Vedas. They say Lord Ayyappa was born when Mohini Murthy was being chased by Lord Shiva. So it's that formation is a combination in the form of a son produced by Mohini Murthy. But we do not see any reference in the Shastra. So authenticity is a problem. Belief is considered without authenticity to be blind. And that cannot be verified. But yet, there are oppositions against the Supreme Court judgment. And people, by their religious belief, they consider yes. Because even it's a general practice throughout India that menstruating women in our temples also, that they are not allowed to engage in direct service of Lord Krishna except chant Hare Krishna. They should follow the 5 days rest period. In the early times, say 50 years back, in India, the ladies in the house were not allowed even to touch or engage any cooking aspect. They were given a corner and some kind of a heat-generating bedding, which is made up of coconut fiber. And it is not comfortable. It's completely, discomforting. But yet, they were told to remain austere. And she was given prasadam and everything. I have seen my own mother practicing. But at the age advances, the Western influence of indiscrimination, non-discrimination, or completely apathy towards the religion introduces all these unwanted things which are creating disturbance in the society. They say in the temple, in the pujari, that we will not allow. If they enter forcefully, there will be blood outside the temple, not inside. So much threat, counter threat. But somehow or another, up till now, this judgment has been and challenge. Prabhupada mentions that governments are becoming atheist. But, you know, the popularity of Narendra Modi is on the religious principles. Even though he follows as guru a Mayavadi, but he is open. Recently, Gopal Krishna Maharaj and others presented a brochure only of the huge Bhagavad Gita BBT in Italy is producing. It measures, one Bhagavad Gita measures 2 meters, means about 6 feet by 2.5 meters big. This big. Actually, the trend in every religion is to display their religious principles, giving you know, scripture to be magnified. Even in size, we saw the photograph of Quran being magnified about double than our Gita. So you require a big room to display. But yet, that is the trend. Similarly, in Bible they did it. So, Madhusevita Prabhu, our GBC and BBT trustee, gets this innovative idea and invests money in producing. In between, about 3 to 4 years back, he produced a huge Bhagavad Gita which weighs about 22 kilos. One. And that were distributed. But he produced another for giving to all these great leaders, so-called leaders, and to impress the importance of the religious principles to be the main duty of the king or the government. Without that, Prabhupada said that without the religion and God consciousness, how can people be ever happy? How can? So, it is not a blind belief. We have in ISKCON a very conducive environment to propagate the practicality of following the religious principles, the Vedic principles. Not simply Hinduistic beliefs that has been superfluous. That they can't know anything in detail. While youngsters of Indian origin especially are very much impressed that nobody taught in all these years to even our parents, so how come they can ever teach to us? So Srila Prabhupada has that monumental task, and we need to support by proper education, proper cultivation of the culture, and proper outreach programs. So this is a very important sloka. I was surprised that Prabhupada writes, it's called forcing. Dharmasya glani, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhava. Abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijanyam. Atmanam srijanyam means Krishna appears upon his sweet will. He is non different than his Atma. While we are different from our Atma. So we may easily make mistake, but the age of Kali also aids and expedite the nature of destruction of culture, good virtues that will maintain happiness. They think happiness is only filial. Filial means superfluous, bodily happiness. There is no other bodily happiness or that will satisfy the mind. That is the propaganda of the atheist. So when such atheistic elements are propagated very systematically, then
common people will suffer. There will be attacks on the religious beliefs. There will be attacks. And you cannot give such liberty to atheist people simply by power of judgment. Those who are not practicing, how can they be judged? All non-practicing people cannot supersede the practicing people. So there is always a separation of church and state from the very beginning in United States. But you can see, nonetheless, Supreme Court, you know, is taking over because Kali's effect to corrupt the preachers, corrupt the priest, corrupt the head of the religious sect. Everything is being getting corrupted. So we have to take a lesson from this, and we have to keep the purity of the process. Srila Prabhupada said, I may not be perfect, but the process I follow is perfect, so I have every hope to become perfect. And all perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead thus can be reached. It is not a blind faith, but it is a very honest explanation and what perfectness, how it will come. It depends upon us. But most of the people do not have perfect process. The Ayyappas, they wear black all the time. All black. They are not like New Zealander, all black. But they wear throughout their life black. And in Ayyappa season, oh my God, they take over almost every place. They come to our Tirupati temple, you know, just to pay. They are all generalized people. They accept anybody and everybody, except they don't go to the churches. But, or mosque, because they are not allowed there. But they go to each and every temple, whether it's Shiva temple or this temple or that temple. And they also come to Krishna conscious temples. And they participate in prayer. It's very amazing that how these books of Srila Prabhupada are penetrating the world. Adi Shankara, especially in Kerala, did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. He meddled around Bhagavad Gita and put up the atheistic philosophy called Sharirik Bhashya. And he influenced the heavy ignorant aspect of the religion. Advaita Siddhanta. Because atheism introduced by Lord Buddha was a specific purpose. So Lord Shiva also took up to re-establish the authority of the Vedas at the expense of remaining atheist. Then and then, one atheism can remove another kind of atheism. That was his scheme, and that is a historical record. And Lord Shiva describes this to Parvati in Padma Purana. Well ahead. So the history is repeating. History is repeating. The descriptions were there, it is happening again. So at the end of the devastation is there, but Krishna consciousness will put up a fulfillment in following the religion. In following the religion. So we are given all the facility to properly get educated, and we should take up all these opportunities to make our life perfect. So, the rogues accept taxes from the citizen for their own sense enjoyment. And in the future, the people will be so much harassed that according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they will flee to their homes and countries and take shelter in the forest. No wonder Kerala is ideal a forest dwelling. There are no industries, no heavy industries. Some industries are there, but it's mostly natural. But no wonder king cobras and so much abundant of poison snakes are also in Kerala. Why? Where is this poison? It's related to Lord Shiva. They are all helping the philosophy of atheism, that Advaita Siddhanta can proliferate. But Krishna is more powerful, right? The main temple where they profess, even the government professes Kerala to be the God's own country. That is the moon. Because centered around Guru Vairappa, Guru and Vayu, Guru is Brahaspati and Vayu Devata. They were entrusted by Narad Muni to carry the 400 Vishnu form that was being worshipped by Rukmini. So when Dwarka was devastated, they were trying to find out proper location. And they ended up to the location of Bindu Sarovar. Bindu Sarovar is there, and Lord Shiva was meditating there. So Brahaspati and Vayu requested that we have the Lord here and he needs to be established and given worship by the theistic people. But most of the theistic people were going to be Mayavadi. Regardless, so after the devastation of Dwarka, the Murti came and the Lord Shiva says, okay, I will move out to a next door temple. That is the site called Mamiyur temple. Lord Shiva took there. But the Bindu Sarovar is still there. And Guru Vairappa, that is the Vishnu form, is called Guru and Vayu. They brought, so Appa is the father, so he is the Lord and Master. So he is being called Guru Vairappa. Now, all Adi Shankara's establishment is there. They have a belief that on the roof there is a hole where all the incarnations in the mandap have been presented. But they say Adi Shankara, he was seeing that the temple is being established. He was spreading his Mayava. So he had to come to the ground. So he fell from that hole. Adi Shankara fell from that hole. Prabhupada went there. Prabhupada was interested. How come the Mayavadi, Advaita Siddhanta, are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead almost in imitation of the powers? The chief priest will become like Nanda Maharaj. No Yashoda business there. No female. Okay? Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj goes and wakes up Krishna. So starting from the Mangalarti to all the different decorations, especially the evening when the Lord is being going to be riding on the elephants, he will have a form decorated. They always decorate the 400 form into 200 Krishna form, and baby Krishna. Only Krishna, they call, right? Only Krishna. The language they utilize is almost Sanskrit. That is Malayalam. Some are garbled and jalebi language, what we call it. Can't understand ABC. But it's a very unique culture, and they are very proud of it. Very, very proud of it. Even though it is Mayavadi, they can't tolerate Hare Krishna. You know? But nonetheless, we go, we show our presence, you know. And then they started respecting. But Prabhupada went and he told them to put Bhagavad Sloka on a big marble plaque. So about 3-4 years back, that plaque was worn out. So Bhaktivinoda Swami, they arranged another plaque. But the same verses they have been put in, two slokas out there. So, Prabhupada's desire to introduce Srimad Bhagavatam in Malayalam, that will make revolution. Karams are very fond of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam verbatim. In short form, one of their devotee, you know, made Narayaniyam, a short version, right? And generally, it contains only the description of different avatars and leelas. No explanation. They don't need any explanation. And they chant Hare Rama mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. They are following some traditions, right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a revolutionary prince. He did Adharva around, probably targeting Kerala. You know? So, when we go and do kirtan in the mandapam, not inside, inside they can chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But outside they hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And there is no difference. After all, they are all Valmikis. So, they have to be taught other way around. And they appreciate. And Bhagavatam now is taking over. Our Bhagavatam, BBT Bhagavatam is taking over gradually. Recently, there was the scheme to introduce Bhagavatam for 1 month. What is that called? Bhadra Purnima. It started from. It's a Bhadra project. Everybody was given, you know, sets of Bhagavatam to be distributed. And they did a good job. You know, Bhagavatam set, the whole set has to be distributed. So, you can imagine in such a country, the variegated faiths are coming. Very good. And only unifying faith is Krishna consciousness. Many churches are displaying Christ and Krishna together in the billboards and others. But they are sahajiyas. So, there is a very, very good projecting, you know, future is there. Bhaktivinoda Swami has been struggling to set up a very nice center in Guruvayur. He got the land, about 2 acres of land, long time back, and the neighbors, and they opposed. He's still in the court with them. He made the guest house, but can't make the temple. It is at standstill. Well, meanwhile, and nearby the city of Thrissur, the project will be started. I go quite often and I try to preach there, you know. So, under the so-called pretense of being a sick person, I go for naturopathy but we can't remain without preaching. Our life is preaching. So, there are good influences coming up, developing. So, there is a bright future. But otherwise, it's a, what you call, boiling pot. It's a boiling pot of controversies, boiling pot of atheism, and nirvishesh, vadi from the West have been, you know, given salvation. So why not Indians who are following the Mayavad will be salvaged. So Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Srila Prabhupada is giving this kind of purport quite often to show the present condition in India, especially the government. But he speaks that applies in every government. Somebody say, oh, Mayavad has started from the West and it is corrupting India now because people are following the West. But it is other way around. Mayavad started the corruption of Mayavad. It is attributed to two personalities, Kali and Mayadevi. Sometimes Mayadevi is called to be consort of Kali. Devotees play the activity of the age of Kali influenced by Maya and making the religious life completely chaotic. So we need to take a very good lesson with perfect example of current situation in Kerala, you know. And Shastra is supposed to be the Sanskrit word meaning chastiser. Chastiser. He will have to chastise even their own followers. So much stern, but they don't have spiritual backing. Mayavad does not have spiritual backing at all. Whatever impersonalism is there, but Mayavadis are worse than impersonalism. In Ishopanishad it is said that andham tamah pravishanti ye sambuddhi upasate tato teya bhuyatamo ya sambuddhyamrata. Those who are worshippers of demigods, who have been manifested as living entity, if you worship, you will create a dark future for yourself. You can't be salvaged. But those who are impersonalist, worshipping the impersonal aspect of the Supreme, they will go into the darker region than those who are going by worshipping the demigods. So, we can understand impersonalism does not have place in the religion, yet it has been taking over what it means that deterioration. And Mayavad is a step ahead after impersonalism. They want to become God themselves and put God and all the characters into influence of mind. Look, Krishna is suffering. he died because he was a mortal man, made up of Maya. They don't distinguish between the soul and super soul because they see as one. They see as one. But seeing one means what? You are seeing the super soul as one. But that is qualitative oneness, is there? Who denies that? But quantitative? So they take the liberty because people don't understand. So they say, we are God. I can see you, God, in you, but you can't see it because I know you don't know. So much fooling around is going on. Srila Prabhupada putting the proper perspective of application of the Bhagavad Dharma. And we should be completely aware and educated in this country. So anybody has any question? Today's anthem. Don't think it is a political talk. Prabhupada does not talk about the nationalism or this, but he exposes the effect of Kali. Yeah. Everything is expansion, but the expansion is not everything. An expanded thing is qualitatively identical, but not quantitative. So, Ramadi Murtishu Kalaniyamena Tishtannana Avataram Akarot Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Kintu means Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahumanyo Govindamadi Purushaptamavaya. Here is the distinction. That one is always one. And even though expansions are there, still he remains one. That's the definition of Purnam, of perfectly complete. Because everything is going to be expanded is within him. It doesn't mean that, Ramchandra doesn't have that potency of Krishna. No. But it is being exhibited only limitedly. Kala niyamena tishthan. Kala means part of it, or expanded nature. It's not the whole of it. Whole of it is Krishna. All the avatars are either expansions or expansions of the expansions. The potency is expanded in Shakti Avesh Avatar to a living entity also. And Prithu Maharaj therefore is an expanded personality or empowered personality, and he does not call himself or equate himself with the Supreme Person. Even though the potency that he will be exhibiting, that this Sutta and Magadha, they are describing as a forecasting. Glorification is applicable to one who has already executed such activity. And that was Prithu Maharaj's argument. Hey, don't glorify me. I just appeared. I haven't done anything. Right? But the Sutta and Magadha, they know. Yet they wanted to glorify other way around as forecasting. If you have not done, but you will be doing this then. So, this art is spiritual qualitatively expressions, spiritually imbued, the Sutta and Magadha's art. It is not fake, superfluous buttering. No. So, one, Krishna is understood to be equal to three Ramas. And Vishnu Sahasranam, 1,000 names. So 3,000 names will be equal to one Krishna. Why Sukadeva Goswami only tells us to chant Krishna's name? It doesn't mean that, you can't chant Ram's name. But therefore, the definition of Rama has to be explained. That people think only Ramchandra, who has appeared as Kala Niyamenatishtam. But Ram Tattva is the reservoir of pleasure, which you will not be able to justify in the character of Dasharatha Putra Ram. When he was born, everybody was happy, but he made everybody in distress by going into jungle. For how many years? There was no pleasure. But yet, he was acting all these leelas under the influence of Ladini Shakti, his pleasure-giving potency. So naturally, the torture, kidnapping, and all the aspects of Sita Devi's, miseries, superfluously, they were not miseries. Even Ramchandra inflicted on her when she was carrying love and Kush, and she was abandoned. And Vishwanath Chakravarti explains, all these leelas are enacted on the strength of Ladini Shakti. It is the influence of Ladini Shakti. And Ladini Shakti is internal potency for giving pleasure. We feel disheartened seeing pathetic situation of Sita these days. But she never protests. She is doing all this for the pleasure of Lord Ramchandra, which is completely opposite to our nature. Because we want pleasure, even though superfluous pleasure. But here, it's the internal pleasure that supersedes, and such activities have to be understood properly. So, Ladini Shakti cannot be separated from the Lord. Apparently, she was physically separated. While it is completely opposite situation, that however, Purnamasi and others, they were trying to separate Radha and Krishna, Jatila, Kutila, everybody. They don't want them together. Yet, the Ladini potency shows that by my luck, we will never be separated. And Krishna performed so many wonderful, leelas that will give the pleasure. So the pleasure, Lord's own internal pleasure, who can understand? Radharani, nobody can beat her in loving Krishna. She is the first and foremost. And she is applying everything and everything that can be out of her sense and sentiments, which are completely purified, and engage them in service of Krishna, can be given Chandravali and anybody. So, she is Maharani. That, so these activities conducted by internal potency is only for the internal pleasure of the Lord. Not for our pleasure. We should be, getting away from both. But the soul is pleased because the super soul is pleased. When we come to the understanding of the agency of our spiritual realization, then and then we'll be able to enjoy. So potency is the same, but how we can understand it in that personality. Krishna becomes totally a distinct personality himself than his expansions. Yes.
In South India, Ayyappa worship is very prominent. So if someone is worshipping Ayyappa, how do we...
Ignorance. The Shaktas means Shakti Upasak. That's why they were black.
We don't preach them at all? Huh? We don't preach to Ayyappa?
If they are listening, then it's... Let them come, let them take prasadam, let them chant Hare Krishna and dance. But they are very stubborn in accepting anything and everything. They want to push everything away and they want to go for their pilgrimages. It's compulsory. You can visit any and every temple, all right? There are so many temples of the Shaktas and Ayyappas that there is no problem. All the women also, but they can't go to Sabarimala, the main. So, this is the current topic in Prabhupada was envisioning. Yes?
Maharaj, we have this equation between three names of Ram and one name of Krishna. Is there a similar equation between Hare and Krishna or Hare and Ram?
Same equation between?
Is there a similar measurement or similar quantitative? Like three names of
Radha
equal to one name of Krishna or any
other? For Radharani. Why Radharani is a very separate entity? Do you see difference between Radha and Krishna? No. Prabhupada was not able to tolerate on the altar Radha and Krishna has big distance between them. Put together. Brain. At least a little comfortable way. That is the spiritual masters, they can't separate. They have the famous verse of Rupa Goswami saying that Krishna is one form. He wanted to enjoy his Ladini Shakti, so he separated. So they became two. But now in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became one. A devotee. So, devotional qualities in a devotee is so much valuable to understand the tattva. Tattva means the absolute truth. Our philosophy should be parallel to our practices. There is no contradiction there. Most of the religious practices, they are man-made. Just like appearance of Ayappa, it's nowhere in the Shastra. Then they make stories. There are many such. And like Santoshi Ma. Santoshi Ma character appeared in 1960s, early 60s, when somebody started circulating a method of fasting with gur and chana, the roasted chickpeas, and yes, you eat only that much on Fridays. And Santoshi Ma will bestow all the material benefits. And everywhere started Santoshi Ma, patapat. And it spread like a wildfire. It was written, remember many times you receive, if you send to 10 people, then you will be benefited. This. Look, that person benefit, and you don't know anybody. But you have an inquisitiveness. But there is nothing in the Puranas about Santoshi Ma. And the worshipper of Santoshi Ma are very asantoshi. That never gets any fulfillment. But he said, okay, and you don't see, even the Western scholars, they were observing that what kind of deity they had made out of their fertile brain. Well, that's correct. All right. Thank you very much, Guru Shashwara Prabhupada.